The emerald ash borer ruined Frank Wydra's summer plans. His 10-acre lot is full of ash trees, more than 100. Wydra built an elaborate shade garden underneath a cluster of ash trees, right next to his brand new house. Right around the time he and his family were ready to move in, they noticed the trees were looking sick.
They were here when we bought the property, and we sort of built the property around these trees, or the house around the trees. I had no alternative but to cut these down, because they were so close to the house.
Wydra says he's losing a lot more than a shady backyard. He says the emerald ash borer is costing him at least $10,000. That's the cost for cutting the trees down, grinding the stumps out, and planting new trees. But there's one part of that cost he's not too upset about. The $100 an hour he's paying to have his dead ash trees milled into lumber.
It's got a very close grain that allows you to mill it without too much trouble. It's nice stuff. I wish I hadn't built all my cabinets.
Frank Wydra's already got more board feet of ash piled up here than he knows what to do with. But he says he'd rather pay to have the logs turned into something he can use than pay to have them hauled away. Wydra hired a company called Last Chance Logs to Lumber. Chris Last brings his portable sawmill to sites like this one, and with some help from his family members, he loads the logs onto the sawmill and slices the bark away.
We're required to take at least a half inch below those two layers. You'll see as we open this up that just the characteristics of the log is going to determine that anyway. You usually take off more than that.
By stripping away the bark and a half inch of the wood beneath the bark, Chris Last is making sure none of the emerald ash borers will survive. Researchers have found that carefully debarking ash logs is one way to make the wood safe to use. Chris Last created his business 4 years ago, shortly after the ash borer was first identified as the pest killing trees in the upper Midwest. Since then, he says some of his customers have gotten pretty creative.
The neatest thing I've seen is a gentleman that was an architect. When he had the tree cut down, they left the log standing for about 10 feet. And what he ended up building was an old English, like a cottage house on top of this stump that I guess he reads up there. But it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it's all, every bit of it, every stick is made out of ash.
Last says he's seen a church craft new pews from their ash trees. And he's worked for cities that have built picnic tables from ash. But for the most part, homeowners and city officials are just starting to figure out how to use the lumber from their dead trees. Jessica Simons is with the Southeast Michigan Resource Conservation and Development Council. It's a nonprofit group that's giving out grants to promote the use of ash wood. Simons says the idea's catching on, but there are some real obstacles.
To be honest, it can be a tricky proposition. What's easier, to go to Lowe's and buy lumber or to have your dead trees removed, hire a sawmill, have them all come out, allow the wood to dry, and then be able to finish it into a product?
But Simon says milling ash trees into lumber can sometimes save money. Right now, most homeowners and cities chip up their dead trees and have the chips hauled away. Both of those steps cost money. Simon says by milling trees on site, you can cut back on the disposal costs and end up with wood for a new dining table or a bunch of park benches. Jessica Simons points out that not all parts of the ash trees can be turned into products. She says most of the ash wood waste from Michigan and Ohio gets trucked up to a cogeneration plant in Flint, Michigan, where the wood chips are burned to generate electricity. Simon says that is a good use for the lower value parts of the trees, like stumps or branches.
But the only thing that we've argued throughout this is that a number of great logs were in that wood as well. And when you think about the value that wood can have as lumber or a higher value product, something like a railroad tie, it's worth much, much more than what a truckload of fuel is worth.
Simons admits reusing dead ash trees won't cut back a lot on the tremendous costs that homeowners and cities are bearing to deal with the ash borer. But she argues that turning ash trees into flooring or furniture could generate a little bit of money instead of just adding another line onto the bill. For the GLRC, I'm Rebecca Williams.